Is there anybody going to listen to my story? All about the girl who came to stay.
Well, greetings to all you audio boomerians out there. I hope it's a beautiful day in your neighborhood. It is currently still bitterly cold in this part of Kanuckistan. I shouldn't call it that, really. It's highly politically incorrect. But I have a friend who plays on a historical-themed RPG, as I do, called Legend Mud. And anyhow, this friend of mine calls Canada Kanuckistan, and I think it's very funny. So I have adopted the expression. Anyway, I'm playing some Beatles music because I'm in a total mood for Beatles songs, thanks to Sayre, S-A-I-R, who is a huge Beatles fan, as am I. Well, I've just made a macaroni salad with tuna and various kinds of pickles and olives, and Dijonnaise, which I love. Obviously, that's a combination of mayo and Dijon mustard. So anyway, I put that in the fridge to chill. So while it's doing that, I thought I would come on here and post a boo regarding a bug that I've got up my butt about something. Two things, actually. First of all, I just listened to a podcast about a notion that I find absolutely appalling. It was a CBC podcast, Canadian Broadcasting Corporation, called The Current, and it can also be found on Audioboom. I highly recommend it. Anyhow, this particular podcast was about the current prevalence of hackers targeting people's medical devices, like pacemakers and diabetic pumps and cochlear implants. Now that these things are wired with Bluetooth capabilities and Wi-Fi, hackers can get into them and cause all kinds of havoc. It's really quite scarifying. The reason that these things have Wi-Fi and Bluetooth capabilities now is so that doctors can monitor them remotely and check on how a patient is doing. But of course, that allows for hackers to come in and do all kinds of nasty things. Now, hackers can actually kill someone remotely by getting access to, say, someone's diabetic pump and remotely overloading it or causing it to go haywire. Hackers can also gain access to the software on someone's cochlear implant and put a sound in that person's brain that only that person can hear, because that person is connected to basically a computer inside of a hearing aid. Hackers can also use ransomware to lock up these medical devices. They might not have done so very much yet, but the possibility for future crimes of this nature certainly now exists. And again, that is terrifying. So they can basically lock up these devices and say, if you want to be able to use your pacemaker and not have a heart attack, you have to pay so much in Bitcoin, which is currently the popular online currency that most geeks tend to like to use. It is ubiquitous, and you can use it in any country. So yeah, I just find the notion that people would hack into other people's medical devices, either for financial gain or just for lulz, as they say, it's both scary and unbelievably appalling to me. I have a hard time wrapping my head around the fact that someone would want to do this. It really shocks me. I guess I just can't get into that headspace, and frankly, I'm glad that I can't. because I would never want to do this to anyone. So yeah, listening to this podcast really affected me. It was actually an interview with a security specialist from the FBI, and the whole thing was very chilling because he talked about the current hacking that goes on and also what could happen in future. I just found out, thanks to that podcast, that the National Epilepsy Foundation of America's website was hacked and was replaced by flash photography that displayed flashing lights. Now, as I'm sure most of you are very well aware, flashing lights can actually generate epileptic seizures in people who are prone to epilepsy. So anyone clicking on the National Epilepsy Foundation's website to find out information were actually presented with this flashing light instead. What a horrible thing to do to somebody, or to a whole group of people. Like I said, I just cannot understand what possible entertainment someone would get out of that. You have to be seriously sick and twisted to do something like that, I think. I also just got an email from a friend of mine, which has my back up as well, I'm afraid to say. I can't say a whole lot here because this is a public boo, and I don't want to go into too much of my friend's story, but basically, I have a friend with some mental illness, and I feel really badly for her because she's having a hard time, and she's having to live in an assisted living facility because at this moment, both because of her mental illness and her recent, or fairly recent, vision loss, she's feeling like she is not able to live independently. And I respect that. I actually think she's a lot more capable than she thinks she is, but I'm not the one who can say that. I cannot dictate how she lives her life. Only she can do that. And she has to do what makes her feel comfortable. But anyway, because of her mental issues, she is schizophrenic. That's all I'll say. She does not have control over her purse strings. Somebody else does. Somebody else has power of attorney over her and basically has all the say as to how she spends her money and what she spends it on. Now, this person is not allowing her to have a cell phone because the worker has a bee in her bonnet about cell phones being a liability and causing all kinds of problems. I don't know what this worker's issue is. I think it's very bizarre, frankly. But anyway, my friend's worker will not permit her to have a cell phone. And I have a bee in my own bonnet about this because I don't like to see my friends mistreated. And I'm really annoyed, frankly, that my friend is basically being told what to do, what she can and cannot have, what she can spend her money on and what she can't. And she has no control over this. She has no say in the matter. So she basically has to say, okay, fine, that's your decision, I have to go with it. Now, my friend is very reticent and very shy. She has a hard time speaking up for herself at the best of times, so she's really not good at self-advocating. And I'm finding myself wishing that I could go to this worker and give her a piece of my mind, because when this happens to my friends, and I feel like they're being taken advantage of, my mama bear instinct kicks in. And I want to go roaring at the person who is doing the mistreating or causing the harm. Silly, I realize, but that's just how I am. Of course, I don't usually have the opportunity to go roaring away like that. And it's probably a good thing, because it probably wouldn't solve anything. But yeah, I've really got my back up over this, and I wish there was something I could do. But all I can really do is pray that my friend is okay with this, and that if she's not, she'll be able to talk to her worker and get this straightened out somehow, or find someone who can advocate for her if she wants to do that. Anyhow, folks, I just wanted to post something a bit more substantive today than my